from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jose Iglesias is the second baseman. I think Mendy has finally listened to us. I think he's finally listened to the Rico. Not that he has to get that from the Rico. All he's got to do is watch Jose Iglesias play every freaking day, and he'll know Jose Iglesias needs to play every day. So I'm certainly not, you know, taking credit for that. But the more I watch DJ and Jeff McNeil, and even Harrison Bader really cool off. I don't mean to offend you, Pete, but Harrison Bader has gotten himself into a little bit of a tailspin where you start to wonder, like, are we getting the second half production from Bader that we got in the first half? Because isn't he like 0 for his last 18 or something like that? It's not good.
Yeah. And today he got on in game three, he got on with a random like error by Lopez or whatever.
It was the tapper in front of the catcher, and then Nick Fortes threw it up the first baseline. Yes. So that was his one time on base.
Yeah. And so it's at that point. Now, listen, he's just struggled, but we've seen a lot of players struggle this year. So I'm not going to pull the plug on him just yet because for a long time he played pretty well. But I have to defend Jeff McNeil for 1 second here, because there were some quotes this weekend which made me happy because I was right this whole time. And he talked about how he's trying to adjust his swing we're not making the blame game here, but he said lack of shift has definitely hurt him. He used to try to see the ball, place the ball in certain areas, and he can't do that anymore because of the lack of shift. So now he's just trying to pull it. He's just trying to take it. He's just trying to hit the ball. He's not trying to see the ball and like place it somewhere. He's just trying to hit the ball.
Why has it not affected Luis Arraez? You know, Luis Arraez is a very similar hitter in which his exit velo is one of the lowest in the league. His bat speed, some of the lowest in the league, but he places the ball in perfect spots and he ends up winning batting titles every single year. And I know you've said that for a while about Jeff McNeil, that, hey, maybe the lack of a shift hurts him. And I'm not saying it doesn't to a degree, but to go from a batting title to this, to a 215 hitter, like it's got to be more than just that.
Well, but Evan, like, I'm not a professional ball player. I don't even try to act like one, but it's hard enough to hit a 99-mile-per-hour fastball. Now try to place it where you want it to go.
Well, but you're saying that's what he was doing, and that's what made him effective.
Yeah.
Okay, now just be a regular baseball player and hit the ball hard and find the hole and get a base
hit. But you don't have those huge gaps anymore. I mean, it's very rarely now where you get those huge gaps.
Disputing that it isn't hurting him, because it probably has. But we're talking about a 100-point difference in his batting average. We're talking about going from a guy that won a batting title to a guy that's hitting 215. And that just seems to be extreme. But by the way, even if you're right, even if I'll say, you know what? Fine, you got me. That is the complete reason why he stinks. Well, guess what? It's not like the shift ban is going away. So now what? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Now what? Do you want to play him every single day just because he's admitted or at least told us what he thinks has caused us this slump that's lasted 2 years?
No, I'm not saying to start him every day. That I'm not doing. But what I am saying is that maybe now he's actually taking it serious and trying to adjust in a different way, which is why you see him hit 2 home runs in the game. Not saying that's going to be effective every game, but the fact is that, hell, he's got to change his freaking approach.
Well, I'm glad he hit 2 home runs. What I'm not glad about is that he responded by going 0-for-4. One time he hit the ball hard. The 3 other times it was meek. And then, oh, by the way, he pinch hits on Sunday and he strikes out looking. So his response, the response to the 2 home run game, has been more of the same. That's just the bottom line. But look, on the positive side from Saturday, Seve gives you the six scoreless. Jose Budo works in and out of trouble after issuing the leadoff walk. Dednil Nunez works himself into trouble, gets the huge strike out of Nick Gordon. And then, and this was so encouraging to see, this was maybe the most encouraging thing from these three games against Miami so far, and that's Edwin Diaz. It didn't hit me until Gary Cohen was explaining, hey, this is kind of a house of horrors for Edwin Diaz, this Lone Depot Park. Not only does he have the game from earlier this season where Josh Bell hit the game-tying home run, a game we talked about on one of our All-Star Break editions of the Rico Bronya, where we talked about the worst losses from the first half of the season. Not only did he have that, but you go back to the WBC, and this is the site of the injury. This is the site of the celebration, and then obviously missing the entire year. So I'm sure mentally, this is not a place Edwin Diaz loves. When he came out on the mound for the ninth inning, especially after the close calls that the Mets had in the sixth and the seventh and the eighth inning. I mean, think about how all those innings ended. You got two on, two out in the sixth. Severino strikes out Nick Gordon. You got the leadoff man on, a runner on third with less than two outs in the eighth inning, and back-to-back strikeouts by Jose Budo of Jazz Chisholm and Brian De La Cruz, all with a 1-0 lead. Then you've got Nunez, Dednil Nunez, giving up back-to-back base hits before he strikes out Nick Gordon in the eighth inning. So the Mets had gotten three consecutive monstrous strikeouts, stranding guys on base. As bad as the Mets had been with runners in scoring position, the Marlins were doing as poorly, credit to the Met arms. Diaz comes in the ninth inning, and I start thinking to myself, if they lose this game, if Edwin Diaz blows another, this is the worst loss of the season. We're going to have to redo the freaking podcast. Actually, no, it's a continuation. Now we start writing down the best wins of the second half and the worst losses of the second half. It's a clean document now. So if you want to play that game along with me, so far, I mean, do we have a great win? I don't know if this was a great win. I'm glad they won. It was more a sigh of relief that they won this game, but I needed to see Edwin Diaz come in and not mess around. Don't even make me sweat. And he really didn't, to his credit. He got Xavier Edwards to line out. He struck out Brujan. He got Jazz Chisholm to pop up. There was some thoughts when Jazz was up. Are we going to see another one of those? Edwin's a strike away. He gives up a game tying home run like he did to Randy Arozarena a few months ago. But that was a really good job by Edwin Diaz. That was, in my opinion, the major positive from this weekend. Last time the Mets won a 1-0 game, and do not tell me that 1-0 game against the Marlins in September, the Fugazi rain game, where the Mets were winning 1-0. They gave up two runs, I think, in the seventh inning, and then the rains came, and then they suspended it. And if the game mattered, the Mets were going to have to come back to Citi Field and play the Marlins if the game mattered for Miami. It didn't matter for Miami. They made the playoffs anyway. And then 2 weeks later, they gave the Mets a win, which is BS, because they took the two runs away from the top. I'm telling you, that win does not count. I don't give a damn what the record says from last year. So for the for the Rico, just that clean up. Hey, when was the last time the Mets won a 1-0 game? I can tell you right now, wasn't that Marlin game. It was May 5th, 2023 against Colorado. So it had been a year and 2 months plus since the Mets had won a 1-0 game. And they did that on Saturday, a much, much, much needed victory.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.